If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Jeffrey Roberts, the author of the new book, Stalin's Library, A Dictator and His Books. The tragedy is the suicide of Nadia, his second wife. His first wife died of typhus after childbirth. So he has a child by his first wife, and he has two children by his second wife. But Nadia, and we know very little about the cause. I don't believe there was a suicide note. After an argument or some kind of friction at a party, she went in another room and shot herself with a pistol that had been brought from Europe, I believe. And we don't have a great deal of an explanation for this, but it looks to have changed the library, because Stalin then moves from the family dacha, which was in a compound of other dachas, to Blitznaya, the one we've talked about, the vast room. And in this change, Professor, from the scattering of books in the apartment or in the dacha where he raised his children to this new one, does the nature of the library change, or does it just get larger?
As you say, Nadia, Nadezhda Nadia was Stalin's second wife. She was quite young when she married Stalin. She was 19, I think, when she married Stalin in 1919. So he was like considerably older. They had two children in the 1920s. There's a lot of evidence to show that they had a lot of real evidence, documentary evidence, not just people's claims or memoirs, that they had a reasonably happy family life in the 1920s. But for whatever reason, things went wrong. And then there's this episode in 1932, and Nadia shoots herself. By all accounts, by all the evidence we have, Stalin was very upset Nadia's death. And that changes the pattern of the family life. Until that point, he'd been quite involved in an extended family of his in-laws, mainly Nadia's relatives. But after that, he becomes a much more isolated and separate kind of figure from his family. He still has relations with his children and so on, but he becomes a much more isolated figure. And part of that process of Stalin's changing his lifestyle is the change in his routine and plan when this new big dacha is constructed for him on the outskirts of Moscow. So then his pattern of life becomes, he works late in the Kremlin, and then he's driven straight to his dacha, Blizhnaya, and he stays up until the early hours of the morning, spending actually quite a lot of time in this massive library. Does the library change? Well, I think what happens is that when Blizhnaya is constructed, Stalin's library gets a new center of gravity, is the way I put it. It becomes the center of his book collection. Most of the books are kept there, and that's where he does most of his book reading. But the other thing happens, of course, he gets bigger and bigger and bigger, until by the time he dies, my estimate is there's about 25,000 or so books in his collection. So quite a big collection.
There's an anecdote about Machiavelli. I tell it because we're going to meet Machiavelli in the library. Machiavelli was exiled from Florence, as we all know, and he lived in a farmhouse outside of Florence. You can see through the trees the Duomo. I walked by it once when I was a youth, and there's a field of a vineyard below him. It was said that after dinner each evening, he would ascend to his library, which was upstairs, and in that library, he felt that he was among old friends. He was, of course, a classical scholar, and he could read in many languages. Did Stalin ever write anything like that, that when he went to his library, he was with friends, people he was comfortable with, the books?
No, but it's a very good story, John, actually, because I think that might... Well, I'm sure Stalin would have been aware of that story about Machiavelli, so I knew a lot of things. So I think he might have known that story himself, yeah. And I would imagine Stalin to actually feel the same way that Machiavelli does in that story. So, that when he's in among his books, yes, in his at Blizhnaya, not just in the library room, but in other parts of the Takhtach, when he's working, there's always books around. Yeah, I think my guess would be he felt exactly the way it suggested that Machiavelli felt in that story, that he was actually among friends.
One observation.
And actually, just one point is that, yes, whatever's going on in the world, whatever problems he's having to deal with, this crisis, that crisis, war, upheaval, terror, he always finds time to actually read some books. Yeah, and we know that for a fact. We have the evidence of it.
We're going to go to large themes in the books themselves, because the discovery of this library isn't that old. It was not maybe 1988 when we first knew this library existed. So the professor is giving us fresh information. But I observe, Professor, just quickly, the library at one point contained mostly Lenin books, Lenin and Stalin books, but it also had Zinoviev, Bukharin, Kamenev, and Rykov. Are those books still in the library? Because he executed all four of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Not all of their books, because the fragment that we have left, remember I was saying earlier, there's about 5,000 or so books that survived.
I see.
The purging.
So he didn't purge the books. He purged the men, but not the books.
Well, he purged the men. No, absolutely not. No, he kept the books. Those books are still in the library, or what's left of the library, to this day. One of the things I did as part of my research was help to actually construct a catalogue of these surviving books. So there's actually a catalogue available where you can actually go through and you can see which books by Zinoviev, Kamenev, Bukharin, Trotsky, all these people who he had killed.
Let's go to the Pamedki, Professor. Jeffrey Roberts is the author, Stalin's Library, A Dictator and His Books. Next, the Pamedki, the marginalia, the writing of Stalin and his library. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.